I think we need to change the subject now, and we're going to start talking about something that I didn't really know about until yesterday, and I'm really pleased that it exists. We talk about girls' weekends every now and then on the show, because I'm a girl, and sometimes go on girl weekends, but what is there for the boys? Well, there is something for the boys, and it's here in Christchurch, and it's all to do with having... Oh, it's in Auckland, yes, but you can do activities here as well. And it's Auckland-based, but you can access activities in Canterbury as well. And, in fact, all round New Zealand. So, boys' weekends, your time has come. With a Z, weekend.co.nz. Why do you need to have boys' weekends?
We need to have boys' weekend because us guys, we need to get out on these mancations, and I suppose you've all heard of this new word, mancation.
I have now.
Yeah, you have now. Well, basically how it came about is I've been overseas working for a number of years, and I came back and I hadn't hung out with my mates for quite a while, so I decided let's organise a big weekend for the lads and get together and just have a few beers and catch up. Now, it was impossible. It took me weeks and weeks and weeks to get it organised. Finally got it done, and we had a great, great time. And we were playing golf on the Friday afternoon before the racing down there at Taupo, the A1 GP, and one of my mates said, this weekend so far, we'd started on a Thursday, this weekend so far has been awesome. Someone should do this, you know, for a living. Someone should put a website up or do something, and as they say, a light bulb went off in my head instantly, and here we are.
How many men did it take to change that light bulb? No, that's...
I don't need any of those jokes.
So tell me what you can actually... Let's get this straight first. Guys from down south, from Canterbury, from Christchurch here, they can access the site. You can put something together for them?
Absolutely. All over New Zealand. What basically happens is you have the guys like myself that wants to organise the weekend. They go onto the site, and it's almost like a shopping cart. So you go and you choose the activities you want to partake in individually. He registers, et cetera, et cetera, and he then invites the rest of his gang. So his mates can then log in, and they can choose the activities they want to do.
Cool.
Once they've all chosen, they'll go to a secondary phase of the site, which basically allows them to vote on particular activities. So over the period of, say, a week, these guys will all log in and eventually come up with a consensus that these are the five things we want to do. From there, they'll send that through to us as an itinerary, and we will organise it all for them. And they can do everything from paying for the weekend individually online because they hold their own individual accounts to making all the sort of comments that they want to make. You know, if Andy doesn't want to go on the skydive, they can give him a bit of hassles for that.
Have you got something for all budgets? Because we know that if you want to go out fishing for a day with a guide, you're not going to get much change out of sort of $500-$600 per person. Have you got something for every bloke?
Absolutely. We've got it from the smallest budget that you have. So you're staying in a backpackers hostel, and to the sort of highest luxury where you can catch a helicopter out to do some heli fishing or heli skiing or whatever it may be, go on the nicest luxury yacht to go fishing with all your mates. So we cover all spectrums. We really sort of thought about this long and hard before we put the site together, because we didn't want to leave anyone out. We believe the site that we've created is something that is sort of a first in New Zealand.
It's a nice site. I see that you've capitalised in the intro paragraph the words women, sport, cars and partying. So
exactly.
you've sort of got it right, really, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, we're blokes, and we know exactly like what blokes want, and I believe that we've hit the nail on the head, and we've had a bunch of pretty nice comments from people about especially marketing people as to the fact that we've really got it right, and I'm sure that our customers, our future customers, will be very happy with what we can supply them.
You're making it as easy as you can for the blokes too, aren't you? Which I think in this time, we haven't got a lot of time, men and women these days. It's great for them just to go online and do everything when they're sitting on the couch at home, maybe.
Exactly, and it takes all the pressure off. Especially, say, if there's a best man who's organising the weekend. You know, he's got to write a speech. He's got a bunch of responsibilities, and he's also got to organise this amazing weekend away for his mates, and he doesn't want to mess that up at all. So, you know, he'll be talked about for years in the future if he does mess it up, but he'll also be talked about for years in the future if he gets it right. And that's where we sort of come in to make sure that these best men get it right.
And so what are some of the things that, say, guys down from Christchurch and Canterbury could look at doing?
Okay, well, there's all sorts of skydiving. Hamner Springs is a great spot for people from Canterbury, from Christchurch. You've also got, obviously, the rugby that's coming up. Then we have awesome ski packages at Mount Hutt and Methven. Those are probably some of the cheapest ski packages you'll get anywhere in the country, if not the cheapest. So I would advise any skiers out there to go on and have a really good look at that.
Love the picture of the deer on the website as well. That is a big beast.
It is a big beast, isn't it? And if you have a good look through the photo, the website, we've had a pretty good chuckle at finding some blokey shots that you know, blokes have gone and understand the humour of.
Okay, let's expand on that somewhat. What is a blokey shot? And remember that we're a family program.
A blokey shot. Just, you know, there's a few shots there of car accidents, you know, and racing. And obviously there's a certain amount of bikini-clad girls in there as well, and that has to happen.
They're not photographing parts of their body, are they?
No.
I'm very glad to hear it.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. I absolutely love it. Do you think you might set up a Chicks Weekend one?
Yeah, well, that's in the pipelines. We have Girls with a Z Weekend coming up as well. We're also doing a Couples Weekend, which... you romantic couples.